But is it really?
I've got a problem.
Yeah, I got a problem with a toilet.
We have a big problem.
We have come up with grubs, and nothing seems to be helping.
I have a toilet that when I flush it and the water comes back up, it whistles.
Got a problem? Have a question? You're not the only one.
Is there anything you can do to help me?
There sure is. Call Lou Manfredini here on the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
Really? Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini of the Mr. Fix-It Show. Nice to hear Matt Bubala in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning. We have a nice show coming up for you today. We have a new Tulu 2 for you germaphobes that Lindsay and I uncovered at the International Home and Houseware Show last week. Actually, we uncovered a lot of different products there. And this is the one of the first ones we're going to talk to you about, which I kind of like. I don't know that I would use something like that. Would you use something like our Noodaloo 2 today?
Yeah, I would.
You would. I mean, it's not intrusive or anything like that. I don't think you would even know
as
what
long
it
as
is.
It's yeah. No, I think I would use it.
All right, so
especially after what you told me.
Well,
about
they,
the germs in the bathroom.
Yeah, they told us that. I don't necessarily. I'm not a germaphobe by any stretch.
I'm glad she finished that with told me because she kind of paused. I didn't know what was going on there.
Are you a germ guy?
Absolutely not.
Like, you don't worry about it.
I think we've survived a long time with germs.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I will say that I'm very conscious of when I'm out and I meet a bunch of people and you're shaking a lot of hands, you know, if you're at a remote or something like that. I did end up in the hospital once with a staph infection.
Okay, you're not 100% sure that that's from
well,
that,
it happened
though,
right
but it does gross
after,
me out when I,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I was, I can't even remember the event, remember? Oh, it was
Learn It Yourself.
It was the first Learn It Yourself, and we had it was a huge success. We did this thing, Steve, remember we had like a home show type of thing where we did a broadcast out at Addison Trail High School was the first one, remember?
Oh, yeah,
I do
remember
that. We had a bunch of people out there. We had a huge turnout. It was a really fun, long day. And, I mean, we had thousands of people there. And it was like we were running for office, right? I was kissing babies and shaking hands.
Right.
And then a couple days later, I just wasn't feeling well. And I remember I went to the doctor, and she's like, well, you got these marks on your arms. If those start to streak, you should go to the hospital. And like the next day, whatever it was, and I had a staph infection. And I'm like, geez, where'd that come from? And then when I talked to them, I said, you know, I met all these people, and, you know, people are sneezing or whatever. So I'm very conscious of when we do those events, I wash my hands really well afterwards. But, I mean, that's not a germ thing, really. I could care less. You know, I'll be like, what was that movie with Jennifer Aniston and what's the guy from
Along Came Polly.
Right, where he's like a germ freak.
Ben
Stiller, and he drops some peanuts on the ground, and he rubs them on the ground, and then he puts them in his mouth. I don't know that I would rub them on the ground.
So you eat the peanuts out of the
bar
jar.
I would eat the peanuts, yeah. I wouldn't, that wouldn't bother me.
I mean, you know, think of it, really. Germs aren't all bad.
No, we need them.
Right?
Yeah. We need him. Beyonce's shaking her head. What, Beyonce, are you...
The biggest germaphobe.
Are you?
Beyonce.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Come on, I'm going to come up there and give you a big, kiss on your cheek.
Just the fact that I'm talking on this mic, knowing that thousands of other people have been on... Oh, my gosh.
Now, I do bring my own... On the microphone, I have my own little squishy thing.
I do think you're a little more germy than you want to admit, Lou.
Well, that's all I do. I bring my own little squishy thing. But when I'm talking on the microphone, I am with my lips on here...
Eek.
And so I don't want everybody else to do that as well. The only one I want to be kissing is my wife. So, or my kids or
do you have your own headphones?
I do have my own headphones, but that's for I don't like the ones that we have here at the station.
Right. So
I've had
far,
my own headphones for Do you remember John Folkers?
Yeah.
An engineer, John Folkers.
I hear from John. I've heard
do
from
you?
Him a couple years ago, yeah.
John Folkers, it was a longtime engineer here at WGN when I first started. He was a delightful man, is a delightful man. And when I first started, he, as a gift, gave me a pair of Sony headphones. He said, here, take these. Because back then, remember, years ago, Steve, we'd come into the studio and there weren't any headphones.
Right.
You couldn't find them.
And well, I used to sell them.
Right. you were like at the 4th of July when they sell the little things that the glow yeah. things, right? Yeah. Who needs some? Who's going on the air?
Who's got two?
Cigarettes? Caramelle, you know, selling candies. So he gave me a pair, and I had those same headphones probably for 15 years.
Right. So go ahead.
Well, then they stopped working. They even fixed them once. When Ed Wilk, the late Ed Wilk, was here, he fixed the cord for me because I loved him. It was a gift from John. Well, they stopped working, and then you get used to that kind of feeling on your head.
Right.
So then I bought a pair like that that I have now.
Okay. So,
little story. His headphone talk on the morning.
What I'm thinking mostly is I was very close to Folkers, and he never gave me anything.
Nothing, right?
No.
Yeah.
But so far today, we've learned that you're not a germ freak.
Nope.
But you bring your own mic screen.
Yeah.
You wear your own headphones, and you don't shake people's hands.
No, I do shake people's hands, but then I will make sure that I wash them in a group setting. Not like if I come up there and shake your hand. And Beyonce, will you shake people's hands?
I will, but I keep my pocket bacteria thing with me.
Really?
And as soon as they walk away.
And are you, you know, we don't know each other well, Beyonce. Are you an affectionate woman? Like, will you give someone, if you know, you give them a big hug when you see
yeah.
them?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So that, it's not
hugging
like that.
Hugging is probably better than shaking yeah. hands, right?
Yeah, hugging is fine.
I'll be right up.
Come on, Lou.
And I'll bring my Purell. So anyway, we have that Noodaloo 2 for you freakazoids, the people that are worried about the germs. And then I may get into a little trouble with the conversation I'm going to have at 8:35 this morning. I was sent a Facebook message by someone that works in a school that has decided to cut back on training kids in high school for the trades. Now, as you know, I've spoken about my friend Mike Jakubowski, my dear friend Mike Jakubowski. He and I were contractors together in business for years. And then Mike, later in his life, had a career change and went back to school, got his master's, and became an industrial arts teacher in Hampshire. Out west. And I am a firm believer that in high school, you know, that kind of training is very important because we're not all going to go to college and we're not all going to, you know, get into professions where a college degree is there. We need plumbers, we need electricians, we need carpenters, we need, you know, people to do all sorts of things in this world. And school systems, because of the, you know, the tax structure or funding that's there, are cutting those programs completely out. And while I know that, you know, if you have to cut something, you're not going to get rid of math or science versus that, there has to be a way to retain this kind of stuff. So I read this woman's comment about this particular school system, and this is not necessarily a conversation about, won't be, just so we're clear, and I'll set this up again later on this morning, about this particular school system, although that's who we're going to be talking about. It's for all those educators and administrators that are out there to really take a good hard look at what we're trying to achieve when we're educating our kids. I was a product of a work-study program in high school because I was not a kid that was going to go to college at all. And, you know, my college career, though I didn't graduate, was based on a teacher saying you should just give this a shot. I had no intentions whatsoever. Now, I'm the wrong model in what I'm doing and how, you know, what I do for a living is a complete anomaly. But we got to make sure that we're providing guidance for these young kids and educating them and giving them choices of what they want to do. So we're going to have that conversation after 8:30 this morning. It kind of ties into the Mr. Fix-It Show because it's about being able to do the stuff that we talk about on this show. So that'll be after 8:30 this morning. And for those of you that can't see me, I got a new pair of glasses. I've gone over to the dark side now where I'm trying to wear glasses all the time.
Yeah.
Because my eyesight's bad.
They're a good look for you.
Well, they're not working right now. So I'm trying to get used to them. And so it's I'm going to have to figure it out. But I was driving me crazy that I was constantly taking them on and off. So this is the idea. I'm going to keep them on. But I can't see the video screens or the monitors here. But I can read. So I got to work this all out.
Well, you've got conflicting problems because they it's hard with headphones, too, if you're getting used to glasses.
Oh, yeah. Might be. You're right.
Focus on that spot right above your temple where it's rubbing.
All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Brenna in Bolingbrook. Brenna, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck with the glasses.
Thank you.
I have a question. We live in a ranch townhome that's about 2 years old, and we purchased it last year. And we have had the builder come out and rectify problems that we're having with the grout cracking at the thresholds of all the door entryways, as well as some pitted areas in the grout as well. They came out to repair it 6 months ago, and lo and behold, it's all cracking. And when you sweep the floor, the
it all comes up.
Goes up with it. Right.
Okay, now wait a minute. This is only the grout. So you have tile floors.
Yes.
And when you say at the point where the threshold is, so in these doorways you have what, a wood threshold or a metal threshold?
Metal.
Okay. And so it's cracking where that grout joint is next to the threshold.
Yes.
Okay, that should not be grout.
Oh.
It should be caulk.
Caulk.
Yeah,
okay.
Because, so this is a, I'm surprised your builder put caulk there. The hardest thing to do when you're building or renovating a home is to create an environment where dissimilar materials come in contact with each other. So in other words, the rest of the floor, I assume, is fine.
We've had some problems and had the builder's tiler come out, and he said it was because the grout was not packed into the seam, so to speak.
Well, who did that work?
It was somebody that the builder sent out.
No.
Rectify the problem.
Okay, so the person that came to rectify the problem wasn't the person that originally put the tile floor in?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, here's my point. You've got a metal threshold that expands and contracts differently than your tile that's right next to it.
Right.
When that metal and that tile expand in different capacities, that grout's just going to crack up. This is the same theory, Brenna, with a tile wall on a tub where that joint where the tile meets the tub, that shouldn't be grout either. That should be caulking.
Okay.
So what color is the grouting that you have now?
It's almost like a cement color.
Okay. So you're going to go get a gray-colored caulk, or whomever is going to get a gray-colored caulking. You're going to take out, you're having them scrape out, not all of it, but a chunk of the grouting that's there, and then caulk those thresholds with the same color caulking. Nice, smooth bead. You're done.
Great.
That's an easy one.
Thank you so much.
Have a lovely day. I appreciate you calling this morning. This is Barbara in Shorewood. Hi, Barbara. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I absolutely love your show, and I hope you can help me.
Me too.
My sidewalk that leads out from the front door out to the sidewalk by the street, it had started out naturally as a little crack, but because of the winter, it went all the way across, and it's raised up about, I would say, anywhere from a half an inch to three quarters of an inch.
Yeah.
Can I repair that in some way, or do I have to have someone come out and take out that whole big square?
Well, here's what I would tell you is that let's give it a little bit of time before you make the repair. There's a chance that that's going to go down. When you say it's separated, is it one part of it's higher than the other so you can trip over it?
Absolutely, and it's facing the door, so as you step out the door and go through the street, you could trip on it.
Yeah. So, but this is a sidewalk, not a front porch concrete.
No, this is a total sidewalk that goes from the door to the street.
Before you do anything, I'd give it another month because the ground is still frozen. There's a chance that it's going to go down. If it doesn't go down, then you know that your couple choices are you could try grinding it away. Who's going to do this, Barbara? Is this you?
A professional.
Okay.
No, a professional.
So a pro could come. If the rest of the concrete is in decent shape, they literally can come with a grinder and kind of grind it smooth. It's not going to look perfect because it's going to expose the aggregate underneath there. And or, you know, that you can do that and try it because they can do that rather quickly. So it just at least creates a little bit of an easy thing to step over. Or they may come in and say, Ms. Barbara, we're going to have to break this up and put a new piece in.
Depends on
aesthetically what you want. The grinding thing. Go ahead.
It is colored and they stamped it, so it's got a design in it.
Oh, well, then that all bets are off then.
Yeah.
Give it a month, and if that doesn't work, you're not going to grind it. If it doesn't work, then you're going to have to restamp that and match it and patch it in again. This winter, we're going to get so many questions about flat work and all these problems with the frozen ground that you're, if it's any consolation to you, Barbara, you're not alone.
Well, if it goes back down.
Then all I would do is get some colored caulking that matches that colored and carefully fill that, an exterior butyl caulking in the right color. Okay. It can even be a latex caulk. I don't care. Just something to fill it to keep the water out of there, and that will work. That will work.
Okay, thank you so much.
You got to give it a month and see what happens.
You're not going to be hammering any nails today, are you?
Why?
I'm just worried about your fingers and your vision.
I know, with my glasses. Right. They kept saying,
yeah, me too.
Just remember when you're wearing these glasses when you go down the stairs. I go, this is supposed to help me, and you're giving me I had this very nice lady helping me. She goes, well, I just have to tell you all this stuff because then people say that I didn't tell them all this stuff.
Right.
And when I went to go pick them up, the lady's, I guess, supervisor was there, and she was there. And I go, she told, Vanessa was her name. I go, she told me everything. So now I'm like nervous going down, up and down the stairs.
Put in for a pair that make you fall when you go up the stairs.
You know, Steve Alexander, who used to work on this show, who I'm not speaking to right now.
Right.
He sends me some jokes every now and then. You know why I'm not speaking to him? Did you know he wrote a new book?
I did know he wrote it. It's about the Boston Marathon, right?
Yeah, it's funny. You know about that book.
Right. You didn't know about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know how I found out about
it? How'd you find out about it?
You told me last week.
Right. And why?
Because he'd sent an email?
Well, he sent an email. But then where was his first interview that he did on the radio station?
Oh, was it? I didn't hear that. Was it with
Bill and Wendy, which I love Bill and Wendy.
Right.
You know. But, I mean, I thought he was my boy.
They're my second favorite.
Right? Did we even get a copy of the book?
Fourth favorite show.
I didn't see it.
I thought it was a whole thing. Oh, my gosh. He felt so. Even his wife, Diane, was mad at him. Oh, he's going to drop off the books. Where are the books?
Right.
Not in our drawer, like
not
he
in
said.
The drawer. Oh, we'll keep them there. So I go, I'd like to read the book, and I would love to help promote the book. You do the whole book thing here. You're fabulous at that.
Thank you.
He could give you to Steve, and I'm sure Steve would be happy to look at that book, read that book, and potentially do some type of thing. But what?
Are you now booking interviews for me? Because I like to make my own choices.
So he sent me this joke, and it's funny, so I'm going to say it anyway. George is an elderly Naperville retiree, and he went to the doctor. And when the doctor asked, what's troubling George, he said, well, to tell you the truth, Doc, it seems like I'm getting forgetful. I can't remember where I put my car or whether I answered a letter or where I'm going or what I was going to do once I get there. I get there. I need help. What should I do? And the doctor said in a kind tone, he said, you should pay me in advance.
That's from a man who's talking to his radio when you
exactly,
say Steve, right?
Right, right. I think it was him. I think it was he changed the name to keep himself innocent. So, anyway.
Everybody get up.
Wake up. Time to tune into that lovable Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:39 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We have a little contest we have for all of you that you can come to sit in on the Mr. Fix-It Show if you'd like. Allstate is giving you a chance to go behind the scenes of the Mr. Fix-It Show. Visit the contest page at WGNradio.com and enter for your chance to win a studio visit during our show. And you'll also be our guest and enjoy a delicious breakfast with the crew. That means you guys upstairs. Perfect way to start your Saturday morning. There's no purchase necessary. Enter at WGNradio.com/contests. It'll be a lot of fun. I like having people in the studio. Being in here, it's a lot of fun. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Greg's in Bloomingdale. Greg, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou.
How can I help
like
you, sir?
Show.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I had a tub refinished.
Okay.
Job came out great. And we had some overspray on the glass, in the bathroom glass. And I don't want to just put anything on it to try, like, turpentine or wax thinner. I'm wondering what I could use on there without disturbing the, you know, the glass. And it results in any etching later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's a pretty heavy duty. Use acetone.
Acetone.
Yeah, ooh. And a white, okay. It won't hurt the glass, and a white Scotch-Brite pad. Actually, you know what? Where are you, in Bloomingdale? You know what would work really well is that's less caustic? Use my favorite cleaner, Challenger. Found my horn.
Challenger.
So go to your local Ace, and there's a cleaner called Challenger that you're going to thin a little bit. Comes in a bottle. I would do probably a 50-50 mix. Spray it on there. Use that same white Scotch-Brite pad, and make sure that you wear gloves when you do this and safety glasses.
Oh, if you say thin it with water?
Thin it with water. 50-50 mix.
Thin it with water.
So you can buy it in a quart that has a spray bottle already, or you can buy it in a gallon. Buy the gallon, because once you start...
I won't need a gallon. I'll get the quart, yeah.
Well, no. But I'm telling you, once you buy this stuff, you're going to use it on everything. Cleaning your grill, any kind of greasy mess. This stuff's awesome. Now, if you buy it in the bottle, the quart bottle, you're just going to need another spray bottle if you've got a little spray bottle that you can mix it in. It's fine if you just want to buy the quart. But trust me, it's sort of like... you know, the old joke when you have new babies, and you go to the store and you're not sure if you need diapers, you just buy them anyway. Once you buy it, because you know you're going to need them, with this quart, once you buy the quart, you're going to wish you had the gallon.
All right.
Okay?
All right. You got it.
Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. Let's talk to, Connie. Connie's in Elgin. Hi, Connie. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
It is nice to talk to you. How's your morning going so far?
It's beautiful. Look at the sun is out. The birds are singing.
We're so dangerously close to spring.
I know. We're being tempted by Mother Nature.
I know. We'll get there. How can I help you?
Okay. I have a two-story house with a walkout deck. I mean, with a walkout basement.
Okay.
I have a deck on the back of the basement. And it's about...
I mean, the deck is above the walkout basement?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's about, say, 40 feet long. Or it's pretty long. It's about maybe 20 feet long.
You mean coming away from the house, it goes out 20 feet?
That's the length. Width is, say, about 8 to 10 feet. And I noticed that at the top when I walk out from the kitchen to the deck, because it was like nailed close to the wood.
Yeah.
And now it's like 2 inches away.
Oh, so, it's pulled away from the house.
Yes.
Okay.
I need to know what needs to be done and who do I call?
Yeah. So you definitely need a carpenter or a deck builder to come out. What I want you to look at to see is when you're on the bottom of the, you know, when you walk out of the basement and you look up, do you see bolts that are holding that, basically it's called a rim joist that is bolted to the house. Is it bolted or is it nailed?
I think it's like...
You should see, the thing is, when you look up there, there should be big bolts that are holding it to the house, not just nails. When was this deck built?
20 years ago.
Yeah, so they may have nailed it and not bolted it because
the
codes and requirements for decking are very much more stringent now than they were 20 years ago. But this is something that I wouldn't wait on, Connie, because, you know, this is where we hear stories where people are on a deck and it collapses. And so if you already see separation, then you need to get a carpentry contractor. You're out there in Elgin. Go to nary.org.
Okay.
NARI.org, and you'll be able to find contractors. There's like a little click that you can find a contractor, plug in your zip code, and then you get a list of carpentry contractors in your area that you can contact to come out and make this repair. But this is going to be this is for everyone, right? This year is going to be in the Chicagoland area. The plus side is it's going to be a watershed for contractors of all types. because of all the damage that has occurred from this terrible winter. Our landscape contractors are going to be busier than all get out. Deck builders, carpenters, siding guys, roofing guys, all of these people are going to be so busy because there was so much damage. If you know you have a problem like you do, Connie, you got to get on it now and get on a list and get them going.
Can I ask you what basically will they do for this?
Well, I mean, if the deck is sound, you know, when they take a look at it, it may be as simple as getting large lag bolts to drill through that rim joist and to be able to bolt it and literally suck it back to the house and tighten it back up. It could be that easy. Or they could say, well, geez, Connie, you know, this thing's pulled away and we're going to have to take this apart and rebuild it here. But, you know, obviously without me seeing it, I can't tell you exactly what the story is.
Right.
But it could be something as simple as, hey, we're going to come out, we're going to spend, you know, 3-4 hours bolting this thing up and it should be just fine.
Okay. Yeah, because I've had deck tech come out and redo the deck, so I know,
right.
You know, the finish is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just I'm worried about pulling.
No, the structure is very important, and you want to make sure that you're getting that taken care of so that you know that it's sound and strong as the weather comes that you're going to be hanging out there. I really appreciate the phone call. We were at the International Home and Houseware Show, and we were walking around looking at different products. Why not? I'm not going to talk about that. And we had all these wonderful products that we actually shot a segment for House Smarts. And as we were setting the whole thing up, this product didn't make the cut for House Smarts. And the only reason it didn't was we had so many cool products. Don't get me started on the Flexi. But this one, everybody was like, oh my gosh, I would totally have that in my house. So take a listen to our Noodaloo 2 today.
Attention all germaphobes. Have you ever heard someone say that when you're going to the bathroom and you flush the toilet, all that spray can go as far as 10 feet? Good morning, everyone. Hope you're enjoying your breakfast. Well, true or not, it's freaked me out. So I always try and keep my toothbrush at least 10 feet away from the old toilet. Well, OXO has come out with a toothbrush and toothpaste holder that covers all that up for you. We found this at the International Houseware Show at McCormick Place last weekend. We've got a lot of new stuff coming your way from there. The stainless steel toothbrush organizer keeps the bathroom counter looking spick and span, holding up to 4 toothbrushes, so your whole family, and then room for the actual toothpaste right in the middle. The cap just flips right over it. It looks kind of like a thermos that you would find in a lunchbox or something, but it actually holds your toothbrushes and toothpaste. And let's be serious, it'll save you from Streptococcus or Staphylococcus. Is that how you say it? I don't know, but they all sound disgusting, and I need one of these for my toothbrush. They go for $19.99. You can get them just about anywhere. It looks like Bed Bath & Beyond, online at Amazon. Just something that we thought was interesting that we found last weekend and that we wanted to share with all of you. You're welcome. No thank you, Streptococcalococcus. For all this information, you can visit Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNRadio.com and also on his Facebook. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay. So this is essentially a toothpaste and toothbrush holder with a lid. But it's from the OXO, folks.
Very simple, but
so simple, the design. And you put your toothbrush in there, and it's clever, and you just lift it up, and it closes like a, remember Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street? It's like that.
I do. That's a very good comparison.
Right?
Yes.
So it's just like that. You lift it up, and then, punk, the top goes down, and it keeps all that stuff there. Do you really worry about this stuff?
I have heard the toilet thing before, and
yeah.
It kind of grosses me out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I worry about it, but I think about it.
Right.
Because I'm not a germaphobe.
Yeah. I'm not either.
Where can I buy one?
If there's... Beyonce wants a sample.
Oh, my God. Please.
But it's really simple. It's sort of like a... remember the... what was the thing that... What do you call the thing you put in your eye and you'd look out?
Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope. And remember there was a kaleidoscope you'd look out... And you'd spin it, but then you could also slide it back and forth, you know, to make it look different.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a kaleidoscope. You lift the little thing on the kaleidoscope, and then the Oscar the Grouch thing goes over the top. How much is it?
$20.
$20. OXO.
I'd love to get into your mind for just a
day. I know. Kaleidoscope. But kaleidoscope, I'm painting the picture. Oscar the Grouch. You lift it up, the top goes down, and then your toothbrush and toothpaste are protected in there. There you go. I love it. I mean, I really do. What I like about that OXO company, they make really good stuff, and it was quality in your hand.
It's so weird that you bring up OXO, because Bill and Wendy were talking about them yesterday with Hannah. They were.
Oh, I thought
they were. I'm not
kidding. Yeah, what were they saying?
No, it was about a new book? No. They really were, because they were talking about measuring cups and things like that. And
well, they
like
make the best measuring cups.
With the plunger out. And I'd never heard of the company. And here
Yes, you have.
I don't think I have. And I love to cook and everything. And,
you probably.
You've seen it.
Steve, you have OXO products in your drawer.
Really?
You absolutely do. They make really good, ergonomically designed cooking tools. So they make the best peeler for peeling like cucumbers and carrots and stuff. It's really, it's super sharp.
Is it OX?
Mm-hmm.
It's OXO.
Mm-hmm.
And they make really good spoons and spatulas and all that stuff. Mashers, like for making your mashed potatoes.
Things, yeah.
Yeah, mashed things. You know, we have an old masher that I think we got when we were first married. We still have it.
From OXO?
No.
This is one that looks like an electrical line under a heated floor, right? It goes back and forth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Right, the old mashers?
Right, exactly. That's what I have. So that's cool. That's up on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com, Lou Manfredini. You can see the information there, and you can also check it out at wgnradio.com.